Adopting a cow leads to adopting a desire for dairy foods. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A program that lets elementary school classes virtually adopt a dairy calf leads those students to later view dairy products a lot more favorably. The Adopt a Cow program is run by the Pennsylvania-based Dairy Excellence Foundation. Brittany Snyder manages the program.
Those who don't have a story in the dairy industry have no reason to trust until they have their own story. The Adopt a Cow program gives them that connection. It gives them that story, that real farmer they get to connect to and build this love and bond with this calf and the farmer. So then one day, hopefully, be a dairy supporter and buying that dairy product in the grocery store.
It's hard to tell who gets more out of the program, the kids in the classrooms or the dairy farmers who participate by sharing about the adopted calves.
Getting to work with all these different dairy farmers who just want to give and care, being able to tell their story is really cool. But then hearing them tell their experience back to me sometimes, they'll often say, "Hey, I know you warned me that I was going to get thousands of messages, but I don't think I quite understood how serious you were until now. I have thousands of letters in the mail coming to me and many messages on Facebook of people just excited to learn about dairy."
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.